What is up? My name is Kevin Wu, and I'm an online fitness coach who helps men in their 20s lose weight and get abs for the first time through mindset, nutrition, and training. That's enough about me. Let's get right into today's episode.
Hey, what's going on? Welcome to the Live to Inspire podcast. Today, I talk about why you're unmotivated. Do you find yourself having phases where you're very motivated, then followed by days where you're feeling like working out the last thing you want to do? Well, here's why and how to overcome it. Woo! What is up? Welcome to Live to Inspire podcast. Hope you have an absolutely amazing weekend this past weekend. Enjoyed all of it. So, with that being said, welcome back to Mindset Kind of Monday edition. Now, you guys know that I love mindset itself because I can teach all about nutrition, training, but if you don't have the mindset side of things kind of down itself, nothing's going to really kind of come into practice and come into play, and you're ultimately going to kind of go through these little waves, what I call them, right, go up and down. So we're going to talk about the topic of why are you so unmotivated, right? Now, this comes with like a lot of kind of people itself, right? Usually, a lot of people have these phases, like when they first start working out, they're a lot more motivated self to do those workouts, to stick on the nutrition side of things, and they usually have these kind of bursts themselves. Like small little period of time, working out feels easy. Dieting kind of feels easier themselves. Like if that kind of rings a bell with you, let me know, because that definitely kind of more so rings a bell with me when I first started off. I hear it all the time. Right. You start anything, you're a lot more motivated. You have these kind of goals set. You're super excited. Maybe it's like, hey, summer's right around the corner. Let's get this abs. Let's go lose this weight itself. So talking about the fact that why are you so unmotivated? Now, with this topic itself, it's a little bit different in terms of why you're so unmotivated. Now, what I mean by your unmotivated self is you don't really want to do those workouts anymore. You're having a hard time kind of getting up. You're having a hard time just getting things done. Now, a lot of us themselves, when we're kind of doing these things or kind of going about our day itself, that motivation kind of comes and goes, right? But most people kind of get this fact of the unmotivation because they're, let's say, more on the overweight side of things. And they're visualizing their body kind of right now, right? They're doing these workouts right now, but they still don't see these results, right? Because obviously, as you know, fitness takes time, and to see those results, the calorie deficit takes time to see those results. But now, we kind of look at our body right now, and obviously, you probably don't like your body right now. That's what you want to change, right? Now, we're thinking about that situation, though. Now, we think about that situation, you're seeing your body right now, you don't like to change yourself, and then you're feeling those feelings. Now, that's not pleasant, right? Feeling those feelings of, like, I don't like my body, I don't like what it looks like, and you're visualizing that over and over again. But most importantly, you're feeling those feelings of what it feels like to look in the mirror, and it doesn't feel good. Now, that's going to cause you to be more motivated, because think about it, right? You're seeing this body, but you're feeling those feelings like a feeling like it's a shit itself, looking at the mirror itself, not seeing those changes in cells. That's not good. That's not a good feeling. So you guys have to visualize this body you guys do want, right? Visualize that body, maybe 20 pounds down, having your abs the first time in your life. Visualize how that is. Now, when you visualize that, that's just step one. Step two is you have to feel like what it feel like to have that, right? Maybe the reason why you wanted to get those abs was like to take off your shirt the first time in life and not feel it scared, but feel like good about yourself. Feel like you can take off your shirt anywhere. I want you to feel that, right? Literally visualize that you yourself, 20 pounds down, step on a scale. Maybe you're like 150 pounds down instead of like 170 or 200. And you have this six pack you've always dreamed of, right? Visualize exactly how they look like. And you look in the mirror, feel how it feels like when you look yourself in the mirror. I want you to kind of feel those feelings. That's the important part, right? Because visualizing is one thing. Feeling the feelings is another whole thing too as well. Because we can use this power of manifestation, also visualization, two different ways, right? Visualizing something that you do want, that's cool, and yeah. But when you kind of feel those feelings, you can literally feel those feelings, what it feels like to have that kind of body, right? Because like, for myself itself, it's like I just kind of got recently accepted to Australia, got my visa itself. Yes, although I'm not in Australia right now, I've been kind of visualizing myself in Australia, doing the things I do want, meeting the people I do want, meeting the girls I do want to as well, and just visualizing how it feels like to be there, just talk with people, and just how the whole environment, the accents, and just like the beaches, the warm weather, and the whole town, and the whole city life that I've always been dreaming of. And like, I smile, like it generally makes you smile. It makes me excited. Like I think the other day too, as well, first excited, like I got accepted. I was like shouting. I was like, fuck yes. Right. Like, and it got me wrapped up. So it's like same thing with like your goals themselves, like visualizing your dream body itself, getting those abs first time in your life, 20 pounds down, you visualize it, but you feel it, right? You feel like how it feels like to take off a shirt, look in the mirror and be like, holy shit. Like I love myself. Holy shit. This is what I always wanted. And just like feeling those feelings, right? Even something as simple as smiling, right? When you smile, like you feel those feelings of what it feels like to be happy. But I guarantee you right now, if you kind of frown, you're not going to feel those feelings, right? Just those facial expression cells changes so much, right? Even if you pop your kind of chest up itself, you naturally feel a little bit more confident, right? So it's like forcing your body language first, and then kind of this, like whatever you feel kind of second, right? Now it kind of comes hand in hand, right? How your body language is, but also that part. But with that being said, these power visual, like the reason why you're so motivated is because a lot of times itself, you're just thinking about how you're stuck in the situation you are right now. How you're stuck in the situation you are right now in terms of like looking in the mirror, you don't like what you see over there. You've been stuck there for like months, maybe years, right? And you keep seeing that, But if you keep visualizing that body you always do want to, you're more motivated to do that. Because let's face it, let's just say maybe in a week, right? So sometimes like, you know, you can see those changes. But this is why I always factor in the part of taking photos, right? And especially sending it to somebody who's like not you, because we are the most critical parts of ourselves. I mean, as in, we are the most critical persons to ourselves. So we're not gonna really see those changes because we see ourselves daily. But let's just say it's someone you don't really see at all, maybe not your mom, your dad, or something like that. It's just like some coach or friend or something like that. And you send those photos itself, and they could probably see those changes, pick them out a lot better, right? Which is why I have a coach too as well. Because we ourselves seeing those changes, we need the outside perspective, right? So with that being said, make sure, as in terms of the progress side of things, we're also, you know, making sure we're progressing in that sense. But to get out of that unmotivated phase of sales, you have to keep visualizing that fact that you have that different body. Because if you guys keep, well, you know, seeing yourself in the mirror, feeling those feelings, and let yourself feeling like, I hate this, I hate my body right now, and you let that sink in, you have those feelings, I guarantee you're not being as motivated to go to the gym, do those workouts, right? Maybe you're motivated to change themselves, but if you let yourself feeling the feelings of like, oh my God, like it's not working, right? These workouts aren't working. Holy shit, it's been 2 days in the program. I have 2 days dieting and I still look the same. And then you're letting those feelings of like, oh, I hate myself still. You're gonna be unmotivated. You're back to square one. Maybe those first 2 days of the program you start, you're motivated. Third day, look in the mirror. Hey, I'm not the same. Then you feel those feelings, you know, look in the mirror and be like, I hate myself again. You're going to be unmotivated. Next day, you might skip the gym. Next day, you're probably going to fall off the diet. Next day, you might revert back to the old habits. So it's super important to visualize that body you do want to have and do that like every single kind of day too as well. By visualizing the things you do want to have and most importantly, feeling them, right? Letting yourself actually feel them. That's the most important part. Because visualizing is one thing, but feeling it is a whole nother thing, right? So with that being said, we enjoyed today's podcast themselves. Hope you guys got insights. And have an amazing day.
That is the ending of today's episode of the Live to Inspire podcast. If you learned something today, then make sure to hit that subscribe button so you never miss out on an episode. Also, if you leave a written review on this podcast, that'd be greatly appreciated because that pushes this podcast to more people just like you. Thank you guys for tuning in to the Live to Inspire podcast, the number one podcast for men in the 20s trying to lose weight and get abs the first time. My mission is to inspire others to be the best version of themselves through fitness. So, if you guys are tuning into this episode and want to lose weight and get your abs showing for the very first time, then DM me the words abs on Instagram at KevinWu_. That is KevinWu_. And we'll have a chat whether or not I can help you out lose that weight to get your abs showing for the first time.